This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We now welcome Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association Chicago Bears wheelchair football team head coach and Glass of Board president Jason Sfire to Score Values. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alex. Thanks for having me. I'm really good, and I'm excited to be here chat with you today.
Yeah, we're excited to have you because the Glassa Wheelchair Football Tournament is coming up in Rosemont August 23rd and August 24th. What is in store this year?
Yeah, we're stoked. It's the second year we've had it out there and at that location. It was great last year, and we're excited because we're actually going to try and defend our tournament championship from last year. We beat the Tampa Bay Bucks in the final by about 20. We've got seven teams traveling from around the country, multiple cities coming in to hopefully try and take our title. But the Bears got something to say about that. That's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was it about the Bears last year, the camaraderie of the team that helped you guys get the title?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We've been this is our fifth season coming up. Last year was our fourth season. So we've just been kind of every year building, you know, building the pieces that it takes to put together what I would call a really good team. Instead of just trying to be a team that, you know, like a one and done, I've just been trying to, like I said, retain players and then add new talent where we need. So we just got a great group of guys. We're even going to be better this year because we've added a few pieces, but we just got guys that really actually care about each other and actually love the game as wheelchair athletes. You know, these guys come from all different walks of life and all different injury, whether it's spinal cord injury or a traumatic brain injury or some genetic birth defect. So it's just really cool to see these guys come together and just, you know, love the sport of football and want to compete underneath that Bears banner.
Now, how did a lot of these guys get into the sport, and did some of them come to your triad clinic and kind of find their way that way?
Yeah, actually, you know, the first year we, like I said, it's, I think 5 years ago now, back in 2020, we held tryouts because when the Bob Woodruff Foundation kind of tasked Move United with this, they kind of went across the country and contacted different organizations to see if they'd be interested in hosting this. So yeah, most of our guys are kind of early on were homegrown talent. And as we've grown and the sport's grown nationally, you've seen more and more people come to the sport. So now we're drawing from kind of all over the Midwest because there's not a ton of teams in the Midwest, but you know, we're getting a lot of really good talent from all over the Midwest. And the majority of these guys are former wheelchair athletes of some sort, whether it's a wheelchair basketball or, you know, wheelchair tennis like myself, or some sort of wheelchair sport that they're used to playing, wheelchair softball. And so they've got great chair skills. And then we just transition that into, hey, everybody loves the game of football, throw and catch a ball and slam your chairs into each other for a little bit of contact.
Yeah. How have you seen the sport grow over the last five or so years?
Yeah, it's been So cool to see. When we started the first year that I coached, it was the inaugural season in 2020. There was really like six teams, and we had one tournament, two tournaments that year, one in Arizona and one in Kansas City. And now there's opportunities, meaning different teams put in bids to host tournaments, up to 10 different tournaments per year. And now we have an opportunity to play four tournaments per year. We play five games per tournament. So we travel to a site and then we play five games there instead of like a weekly schedule because of the travel. But now we're seeing rosters as deep as 15 to 20 guys, bringing four to five, six veterans like we have on our team into the sport. Guys and gals, the first year we had a couple ladies that wanted to play. So it's just been really cool. We're able to get anybody that wants to play the sport of wheelchair football involved in some way, whether that's in practice and then they play our home tournament, or then we end up having what we call like a travel roster that travels around the country to play these tournaments. So it's just grown, and it's really kind of catching fire around the country that wheelchair football might be here to stay. I'm excited about it.
Jason Swire, the head coach of the Chicago Bears wheelchair football team, also a GLASA board member, joining me this morning on Score Values. Now, Jason, how would you describe yourself as a head coach? You more of like a offensive guy like Ben Johnson, you defensive guy. What's your philosophy?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. So I was a high school football coach for 21 years when I was able body. So, and I was a special teams coordinator. Now, in our game, special teams isn't is I would say explosive and as vibrant as in, able body football. But I do actually call the offense and the defense for our team. I've got an awesome assistant coach, Dan Venus, who helps me on the defensive side of the ball, and he's really grown in. But I'm more of an offensive guy because I believe in our sport, right? It's easier to defend in wheelchair football than it is to score. It's kind of hard. It's interesting because we have full contact at the point of contact. So literally at the line of scrimmage, we can have full contact with chair. So getting off the line can be difficult. So we design really creative, in motion sets. And we run all the jet motion and rocket motion, orbit motion, all the same motions that you see in the NFL. So yeah, I really focus on the offensive side of the ball to make sure that we can put up points, because there's been a lot of games where it's been 12-12 or 6-6. And if we can put up 20 points a game, we should win every football game.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned your background as a special teams coach, and kind of a side note here, a special teams coordinator sometimes can get lost in the shuffle when you talk about a coaching staff, but that's a position where you have to know every part of your roster very intimately, correct?
That's for sure. Yeah. And we go pretty deep on our team because we've got guys that'll play both ways,
Right.
offense and defense, but then we need to go ahead and spell those guys when we come to special teams. So for sure. And our game's really cool because the kickoff that we obviously they call it a kickoff, but we don't kick the ball because we're in wheelchairs, but we throw the ball. So yeah, it's an explosive play, and the contact that you'll see when you see wheelchairs going down the field at 15, 20 miles per hour, and they contact each other on a full speed block. It's literally sounds like a car crash, and it's pretty exciting. So yeah, I still get that, kind of special teams vibe because that was what I did for so many years, still coaching in this sport. I never thought I was going to coach football again, and then this started, and I just couldn't be more excited to go ahead and transition as a able body coach and now as a wheelchair athlete myself to now be able to coach the game of football seated.
Okay, so as far as fans coming and watching you guys play, what information do you have as far as patrons coming to the games and also volunteers for this event on the 23rd and the 24th?
Yeah, for sure. Great question there, because it's free to attend. So if you go to our website, glassa.org, and go to wheelchair football, you'll find our tournament page. So it's free to attend. We put on a great show as far as the game and the football, but the hospitality that the team puts together is incredible. Food trucks, Knights of Columbus come out with a grill station. That we've got a clinic to go ahead and try wheelchair football, even for able-bodied people. If they just want to see what it's like to sit in a wheelchair and see how hard it is to play the game of football in a wheelchair because your hands are what's moving you and you've got to use those to also catch the ball. So we put on a great show. It's going to be a really fun weekend out there. Like you had said, at the Wintrust parking lots on the corporate center. I don't have the exact address, but like I said, if you go to our website, you'd be able to find that. And we do need volunteers. So there is a sign up link there as well to get volunteers, because it takes a lot to put this tournament on when you're talking about seven teams coming in from around the country. We need help handling chairs and getting people to and from locations. So jump on our website and come out and help. We'd love to have you.
I believe the address, 9701 West Higgins Road, the Wintrust Financial Campus in Rosemont. As Jason Fire joins me this morning, the head coach of the Chicago Bears wheelchair football team and GLASA board member. So, Coach, as someone who is the coach of a Chicago Bears football team, I have to ask, how much pride do you get in beating the Green Bay Packers?
You know, Alex, it's interesting. I get this question every interview, and I actually love it. But we have played the Packers probably half dozen times, and I'm proud to report that we have never beaten them by less than 30 or 40 points. So we take a lot of pride in the fact that if we are going to play the Packers, we're going to crush them. And we've been really good at that. Now they're recruiting hard, and I think that they're working hard to get better. And we appreciate that too, because we do want a good competition and a good scrap, but we have gotten the better of them many times. And I do take a ton of pride in that. I take a ton of pride in being a Chicago Bear, like being able to wear their official logo and be a part of, you know, the long history of the Chicago Bears, growing up a Bears fan myself. I mean, it's just incredible opportunity for us as, you know, wheelchair athletes and a coach of a wheelchair football team to be able to do that.
Outstanding stuff. Jason Fire, head coach of the Chicago Bears wheelchair football team, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and best of luck August 23rd and August 24th. The GLASA Chicago Bears wheelchair football team will take on teams from around the country. Best of luck. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much, Alex. All right, take care, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.